Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, of course, our YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there as we get ready for week 8 of the NFL season. Eagles, Bengals on Sunday in Cincinnati. And with that, and with the fact that we're coming, you know, close out to the midway point of the season, the NFL trade deadline is about to be a big thing. And we've had a couple moves in, you know, recent days, last week or so. Devontae Adams goes from the Raiders to the Jets. Amari Cooper goes from the Browns to the Buffalo Bills. And, of course, the most recent one, DeAndre Hopkins, goes from the Titans to the Kansas City Chiefs. And it opens up the question, what will the Eagles do? And should the Eagles get in on trying to acquire a star wide receiver that could be available? Cooper Kupp is available. Cooper Kupp from the Los Angeles Rams, who is off the injury report and ready to go for Thursday Night Football tonight between the Rams and the Vikings. I actually think the Rams could win that football game and upset Minnesota. Teams have really struggled coming off of playing the Lions recently. A very physical game when you play Detroit, and then it's tough to get back up. Road game on a short week. I would not be surprised if the Rams won this football game tonight. But Cooper Kupp off the injury report, and a lot of stuff out there circulating about Cooper Kupp being very available on the trade market as the Rams kind of look towards the future with a lot of young players trying to add more in the coming years, you know, year or two. And I got to tell you, I'm a little taken aback by anyone connecting the Eagles to a wide receiver. But my interest was piqued when the name Cooper Kupp came up. Like you said to me last week, Devontae Adams, I said, nah. Amari Cooper, nah. DeAndre Hopkins, no thanks. Now, ultimately, Cooper Kupp's a different kind of wide receiver, and he's one of my favorites in the NFL. That year he had in 2021, and all these guys are great players. I mean, at one point, DeAndre Hopkins might have been the best receiver. Devontae Adams has a case for the Hall of Fame one day based on what he's done. And, of course, Amari Cooper's been a very good player for a very long time. And then there's Kupp, who a couple years ago, or 3 years ago now, in 2021, had one of the great seasons of all time, 145 catches, nearly 2,000 yards, touchdowns, first downs all over the place, big plays in the postseason. That ball he caught down the middle from Stafford to beat the Bucs in the divisional round, incredible stuff. He was just money. He was money on props if you bet him every week. He was money for the Rams as they won the Super Bowl. He was money to watch. Great player. The reality is, though, he's declined. And although I'm intrigued by the idea, just like you said to me, Joe, Cooper Kupp on the Eagles, like that would have been something I'd be into the idea. I don't think it makes any sense. And ultimately, if I'm the Eagles, I would not even have a conversation about Cooper Kupp unless the Rams are just dumping him. Unless the Rams just want to give the player to the Eagles, then of course I would take him. But I don't see how this fits. Let's go through some of the particulars here for Cooper Kupp, the reality of his career and the reality of this Eagles football team right now, and the allocation of resources. So number one, Cooper Kupp's 31 years old. So we're in that same age range as these other receivers that are being moved. You know, we're towards the end of their careers. How much they have left, we'll find out. But Cooper Kupp's not a spring chicken. And he's had a lot of injuries the last couple of years that have really slowed down his pace. In fact, his yards per target have slipped from 10 to 8, you know, 10 point something, but 10-ish to 8-ish to 7-ish to 5-ish. He's really diminished as an inefficient star the way he was a few years ago. Now, we'll see what he does when he comes back from the injury and how he plays tonight and moving forward, but he's not the player he was a few years ago. His base salaries the next couple of years are $12 million, $14 million. It's pretty, you know, they're big cap hits. Obviously, some of that is taken care of by signing bonus. The cap hit would not be as big for the team getting him as the team that he's on right now in Los Angeles. And the Rams, according to some reports, were willing to kick in some money or restructure things to help the next team take him and put him on their books. So there's that element to the whole thing. And you look at the player, and it's like, okay, if he gets healthy, could he still be a star? Yes. You know, if you plop Cooper Kupp in Pittsburgh, could he help a lot? Yeah, I think he could. Yeah, I thought the Chiefs were the spot for him. They chose to go to the DeAndre Hopkins route. It'll probably work because it's the Chiefs. But Cooper Kupp anywhere really could work. He's that kind of player. He moves all around the line of scrimmage. He does so many different things. You know, I look at the Steelers probably being the most likely spot for him And I think it makes the most sense to pair him with George Pickens, two different kind of receivers, and it really would give them an extra element they don't have. Now, if we're talking about the Eagles and the aspect of the Eagles going to get him, yeah, if you put him in the slot and he's healthy and you could have A.J. Brown on one side, Devontae Smith on the other side, and in the middle, Cooper Kupp, it's the best receiving trio in the NFL. You know, I believe the Eagles' weapons are good, but not quite on the level in terms of how many they have of the Detroit Lions right now in the NFC. I think Detroit's weapons, when you factor in Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams, Gibbs, Montgomery, and Laporta, it trumps the Eagles because they really have a big three, but then it kind of drops off after that. You put Cooper Kupp in there, we could say it matches, you know, player for player. That's how good the weaponry would be for the Eagles. My issue, though, with a couple things from the Eagles. One, they already spent the kind of pick or something close to the kind of pick they'd have to give up to get Kupp, to get Jahan Dotson. I mean, that was the real mistake. You know, I think this is a different conversation if we've gone through the first 2 months of the season, first month and a half of the season, and the Eagles hadn't already surrendered the equivalent of a third-round pick, or fourth, depending on how you look at it, because they got a fifth back, for Jahan Dotson. That trade does not look good at all. Dotson has 13 targets the entire season. You could barely remember any play he's made as a Philadelphia Eagle. I think Howie Roseman, who a lot of times wins trades, was totally and completely hoodwinked by the Washington Commanders. It just, that trade is a disaster. Luke McCaffrey's a better player as a rookie than Jahan Dotson. They're throwing him the football. Lamini Zaccheaus making catches for that team. You know, they got guys that you never heard of before making plays alongside Terry McLaurin, who's obviously a star. They knew Dotson wasn't much. They knew he didn't fit their culture, and they moved on, and they got a division rival in the Eagles to give them a pick. So my first issue with the idea of Cooper Kupp to the Eagles is they already spent a resource on an extra wide receiver. So that they already paid that price. Can they double down and do it again? Because you feel like Kupp is just a more reliable and better player? You could, and obviously he is a more reliable and better player, but you don't know when that guy's going to show up because of the injuries. The injuries have actually made Cooper Kupp go from Mr. Reliable to a little bit more unreliable. I still think the diminished version of Cooper Kupp is way better than Jahan Dotson, probably than Jahan Dotson will ever be. I'd rather have Cooper Kupp than Jahan Dotson. But how could I go and trade another pick? And when we're thinking about picks and the Eagles and the future, I do think, you know, and part of the calculus for me is two things. One, when is truly the Eagles' best shot to win a Super Bowl again? I don't believe it's this year. Now, there's a lot more optimism the last 2 weeks than there was before it. I don't believe it's this year. I don't believe they're as good as Detroit. I don't believe they're as good as the top of the AFC. I don't believe this is going to be the year the Eagles win the Super Bowl. I'd love to be wrong on this. It'd be great. And then I'm in New Orleans with the midday show, and we're talking about the Super Bowl coming up. But I think next year, with the young defense they have emerging and getting better, could be a real, you know, the next 2 years could be really critical years for them trying to take that and go do it. So do I want to give a pick for this year for a 31-year-old wide receiver, or do I want to wait on that? Do I want to hold my arsenal back just to have the ammo for what I need next year? That's what I'm thinking as we head towards the future. The other part, and then this is a little bit, it's not as pressing, but I think you have to think about this as an organization. You know, at some point, we got to have a real conversation about the quarterback. And that I'll weave this into what's the point of having a third receiver here, especially an expensive one. If Jalen Hurts continues to play like an average NFL quarterback and not a top 10 or top 12 NFL quarterback, the Eagles are going to have to use a draft pick on a quarterback to develop. It has to happen. They did it with Jalen Hurts when they watched Carson Wentz go backwards. They may have to do it now as Jalen Hurts goes backwards. He's not played poorly, but he has not played great this season. And there's been a lot of issues. You see just snap to snap. You're like, That makes you wonder what's going on here with his trajectory. So I need to save my picks, especially if the Rams want a second-round pick, for the chance, and I would not consider it a remote chance. I'm not saying it's a likelihood, but I think there is a chance the Eagles are drafting a quarterback in the first two rounds next year. I think that is a possibility. Like a second-round pick quarterback next year for the Eagles, kind of redoing what they did when they got Hurts, when Wentz has started to be more average than anything special, that's certainly possible. It's certainly on the table. So I'm not giving away my picks yet. And then let's just go to towards the team right now. All right, let's forget the future. Let's forget, you know, all that. That's a separate thing. That's like, you know, just kind of pros and cons. The team right now, it's developing an identity as a running team. Nick Sirianni this week said, you know, when asked by John Ritchie, are you a running team? He said, damn right. And, you know, you watch the play on Sunday, running the ball 45 times, throwing the ball 14. It's basically a service academy kind of offense. I was watching Navy or Army here. Army-Navy game, by the way, coming up in December. Hugh and I are going to do the midday show from the that little luncheon this year. It's down in D.C., and that game could be for a college football playoff spot, which is really cool. But anyway, it's like I'm watching Army-Navy, watching the Eagles last week in terms of the pass game versus the run game and how many times they did it. Is it worth adding more resources into a position that right now is not really part of the offense? So the Eagles are a power running team, an RPO team, with two highly priced and expensive wide receivers that you imagine are going to get the bulk of the targets when they throw the football. Now you're going to add Cooper Kupp in, and so that means what? We're going to change back to a three wide, air it out, and everyone and Jalen throwing the ball 40 times a game and not use Saquon? Or are we going to still run the same offense and we just paid this resource for a guy that's going to get two or three targets a game in Cooper Kupp? Or maybe he gets four or five and Devontae Smith gets one or two. It just doesn't feel like it adds up. It's a cool idea. It's a cool name. I love the player, but it doesn't really add up. And this has actually kind of been this way for a while now. You know, Jahan Dotson has 13 targets this year. And you have to remember, he was starting for a few games there with A.J. Brown out. Last year, and this is why I was down on the idea during the draft when we talked about what the Eagles could do and we debated whether they should draft a wide receiver early. I was down on the idea of taking, you know, a guy like Xavier Worthy, who was the name that we bantied about in the first round. I was against that idea because they don't use the slot. They don't throw over the middle much, first of all. That's where the slot typically does a lot of their work. And that's where Cooper Kupp has done so much of his work over the years. But like when Quez Watkins was here, he got 21 targets last year. The slot receiver played a lot of snaps, got 21 total targets last year. It's not a part of the offense. So this year, Dotson has 13 targets. If it wasn't for the injury to AJ, you probably have five or six. You know, it's just not a part of the offense. It hasn't been for a long time. The quarterback is not playing great right now. Doesn't use the middle of the field. So while I think Cooper Kupp could help make Jalen Hurts a better player, I don't think it's worth it for this particular team. I don't think it would yield the dividends that we are hoping it would. And I actually think that they need to save those picks for down the line, either for the missing piece next year, whether it be a pass rusher or it be, you know, whatever that's going to be. Or eventually might need as many picks as they can get to draft a quarterback, which is an uncomfortable conversation, but one I think teams have to prepare for. You know, if you're the Chiefs, right, and you think about the picks you have, the picks you are willing to give up, you're not thinking, I might need to go use on one on a quarterback. You know, there's about seven or eight teams who aren't even in that realm of thinking about it. There's seven or eight that are doing everything they can to get a quarterback, right? That's their whole purpose, is scouting and looking for quarterbacks. And then there's, you know, the other 16 are where the Eagles are, where, yeah, probably not, but I have my eye on the situation. And if I don't love the trajectory this is going, I'm either going to go to DEFCON 1 or DEFCON 2, DEFCON 3, DEFCON 4 in terms of my need to go do this. So picks are valuable. Look, I love Cooper Kupp. If I got the notification in 5 minutes that Cooper Kupp suddenly was a Philadelphia Eagle for a very, you know, fair price, it'd be fun because I've always loved watching the player, and I think he's one of the great route runners of all time. I'm excited to watch him on Thursday Night Football tonight. But simple answer to a simple question, should the Eagles trade for Cooper Kupp? My answer is no. It doesn't fit the team. It doesn't fit their identity right now. It doesn't fit the short term or the long term. They probably wouldn't use him much. I just think it's the kind of the right player, but wrong time for the Eagles, wrong time in his career. It just doesn't add up. They already spent a resource here. Save the resources for when you really need them, whether it be for a missing piece to go win a championship or to go and hedge at the most important position. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. Thanks so much for listening. Have yourself a great, great day. We'll talk soon. And don't forget, Klondike Kates, today, Thursday, Hugh Douglas and I are going to be there doing our show, Klondike Kates in Newark, Delaware. If you're a Delaware person or you're in the area, come on by, have lunch, hang out, say hi. Klondike Kates doing our show in Newark. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Thanks so much for listening on WIP Daily.